Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I have two daughters, Sophia, 16, and Chloe's 14. I just had this conversation with Chloe two nights ago. We were having one of those father-daughter middle child moments where she was fighting us, and I said, look, Chloe, Daddy would die for you. If you needed my heart, no exaggeration, I would give it to you. And she's sitting there with tears running down her face. You know, I know, Dad. Point being, we would die for our daughters. So it was with particular shock when I saw the shooting death of a 24-year-old girl in the head who's pregnant in McKeesport. In mid-September, on the 14th, the horror of it. It takes your breath away. And for her father, my God, it's unimaginable, the pain. Couple things about Brandon Short. Very compelling, beautiful pictures of him and his daughter on his Twitter page where he's just trying to get this resolved. Someone to help bring justice for Carly and her unborn son by sharing anyone with information about September 13th shooting in McKeesport. Encouraged to call Allegheny County Police tip line at 1-833-ALL-TIPS. And then Brandon posted 5 days ago, thank you for your caring words and support as our family mourns the passing of our beloved Carly Short. And then information about her service. As you know, he was a consensus All-American, two-time captain at Penn State, played in the NFL, and has a very successful career outside of football right now, but nothing can be as painful as this. Brandon, good morning. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
This has to be the worst thing that's ever happened in your life.
I mean, it's the most difficult thing that I've ever experienced, the most difficult thing, you know, imaginable. Like, to have somebody that was so young and hopeful and beautiful and just a good person, just snatched away. It's just unfathomable.
Hey, Brandon, what rips at me is the circumstance, and I know this hurts you to hear, but we're trying to help in the best way we can and kind of wrap our arms around the community and trying to get the word out, is that she was pregnant. And so whoever did this ruthless killer didn't seem to care, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, it's not clear whether they knew that, you know, she was pregnant or not, but she was 5 months pregnant. We were, you know, the last time I spoke to her, we were planning a gender reveal party. She was going to do Harry Potter. She loved Harry Potter. It was going to be like wizard and witches. And I didn't know, you know, I found out from the coroner that it was a boy.
Brandon, part of what I see, because I've sat in this chair for so many years and have been a television investigative reporter for just as long in Los Angeles and Dallas and here, is that when a young African-American is shot, there's reporting and then it goes away. And in a community where half of the homicides go unsolved, as her father, I'm guessing you've seen this, where the coverage, the interest in helping has kind of waned. Is that frustrating for you, sir?
It's just frustrating. All of it is frustrating. Just to, like, I'm from McKeesport, you know, and I see, you know, that what's, you know, happened in the town. And I know that the mayor and the police chief, they're all doing their best, but it's a violent place, and not just McKeesport, Pittsburgh in general. It's just a violent world, and it's just frustrating to, you know, just to see what's happening. But the police are working. This is the beginning. I will never stop looking for this person. If we don't find him, they were never safe. They will never have a peaceful night's sleep because we're looking. We're going to find you. We're working on putting together a reward for someone that comes forward with information that's going to lead to an arrest. I don't know the amount. I don't know the process. I'm still working with the authorities on how to go about doing this, but we want to put this information out there that we're offering a reward. We don't know what it is yet. You'll hear back from us soon. But anyone that comes forward with any information that's going to lead to an arrest, like, I will happily do anything for you. And it could be anonymous, that we will never let anyone know your name. It just, please do whatever you can to help Carly and bring this criminal. There's a murderer on the street. It's not just for my daughter's safety. If this person can cold-bloodedly take my daughter's life, then they would take anybody's life.
Brandon, I have spent a lot of time doing this sort of thing in my career, and now that we have contact, there's a couple things. Let us be your mouthpiece and your megaphone to get the word out when there is a reward. And then once you start putting the outline of it together, I certainly do not want to jump ahead of authorities, but we'd like to also help in terms of contributing to that reward fund, okay? So you have my contact. Just let me know anything we can do, okay?
Yeah, I really, really appreciate it. I mean, this is surreal. And like, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you offering that support.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it's real. You know, we've been all so busy as a family, you know, since it happened. And this is like the first day I've had a chance to sit by myself. And it's like, you know, she's everywhere.
Yeah.
And everything that I see my beautiful daughter. And she was just senselessly taken away. And my grandson was taken away as well. I had a grandson, and it's just tough to like accept this and just deal, tough to cope, you know.
It makes everything that happened in your magnificent career probably insignificant if you could just change the course of this event, would you not, sir?
Yeah, I would trade my life in an instant for hers. It was my job to protect her, and, you know, I failed in that, but I'm going to do my best not to fail again and track these people down.
Would you tell folks in the community that don't want to help police in crimes like this, would you talk to them as if you're talking to their face about what you would hope they would do, sir?
I just hope that they would do what's right. I hope that they would understand that if you don't, the police are trying to do their job. They can't do their job without support from the community. They can't do their job without people don't come forward. And we want to make places like McKeesport a better place. Well, the crime is not going to stop if the people don't help work with the authorities to help stop it. I mean, we're living in like a war state. The state of war where people are dying every day, and the cops are human. They have fault, but they're trying. They're doing their best to try to help, and we got to work with them to help, or they can't help us.
Before I let you go, and I appreciate you doing this today, but I know he wants to get the word out, and so do I. Brandon, I want to mention again that we have access to a couple of foundations and some incredibly generous people. So once the cops say, I don't want to jump ahead of the police, sometimes they do not want us to do that, and I certainly wouldn't. But once you have word, we now have contact, obviously, through your Twitter and through my email. Just let me know, and we're in, all right? I'll do anything I can to help, all right?
From the bottom of my heart, man, I truly, truly thank you, brother. All right. I appreciate it.
All right. I can't imagine. Thank you, Brandon. Hang in there. We'll talk to you soon. Please let me know, all right?
Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.